Good morning, Holy Spirit. Help me teach what you would have me to minister on this morning. The Holy Spirit said, Ken, they drowned. I said, what? He said, the miracle that made my escape is the same miracle that drowned my enemies. Isn't that something? The reason why you don't want my miracle is because my miracle will kill you and you shall die. Let me say that real slow. The reason why you don't want my miracle is because my miracle will kill you and you shall die. That's why you shouldn't want what other people have. The word drowned means to die through submersion in an inhalation of water. Isn't that something? Deliberately, by submerging in water, deliberately kill someone, a person or an animal. What does it mean to drown someone? To die by being underwater and unable to breathe, or to kill someone by causing this to happen. So what happens when you drown? Well, drowning happens when a person is underwater and breathes water into the lungs, so the airway can spasm and close, or water can damage the lungs and keep them from taking in oxygen. In either case, the lungs can't supply oxygen to the body. A lack of oxygen can cause brain damage. So death caused by suffocation when water or other liquid fills the lungs. Isn't that something? They drown. The Holy Spirit said, Ken, they drowned. The miracle that made my escape is the same miracle that drowned every single last one of my enemies. Drowning is a type of suffocation induced by the submersion or immersion of the mouth and nose in a liquid. And most instances of fatal drowning occur alone or in situations where others present are either unaware of the victim's situation or unable to offer any assistance. So after successful resuscitation, drowning victims may experience breathing problems, vomiting, confusion, or unconsciousness. Occasionally, victims may not begin experiencing these symptoms for several hours after they are rescued. An incident of drowning can also cause further complications for victims due to low body temperature, aspiration, a vomit, or acute respiratory distress syndrome, a respiratory failure from lung inflammation. You see, they drowned. The Holy Spirit said, Ken, I want you to tell my people that they drowned. The miracle that made my escape is the same miracle that drowned every single last one of my enemies. Isn't that something? There is a story recorded in the Holy Bible, and that same story is also recorded in the Holy Quran. Isn't that something? Let me say that real slow. There is a story recorded in the Holy Bible that is also recorded in the Holy Quran that Christian and Muslim believers are very familiar with. In the Holy Bible, this story is written in the book of Exodus. In the Holy Quran, this story is written in the Al-Baqarah. When the Israelites escaped from Egypt, they were pursued by Pharaoh. Now, the character of Pharaoh was God's enemy. and his host was his army. By a miracle that came from God, called God's miracle, the Israelites crossed the Red Sea. And by the same miracle, the army of Pharaoh was drowned. And God asked Moses to come up to the mountain to spend time with him 40 days and 40 nights. And during that time, God's people got impatient of the delay, and they made a gold image so they could worship the image they created to be their God and offer sacrifices to their image made from gold. Isn't that something? The miracle that made my escape is the same miracle that drowned every single last one of my enemies. Now, Moses prayed for his people. Isn't that something about the man of God? And Allah forgave them. Moses prayed for his people, and Allah, God Almighty, forgave them. The Lord repented of this evil which he thought to do unto his people. Now, the Muslim position has always been that the Jewish and Christian scriptures, as they stand, cannot be traced directly to Moses or Jesus. Let me say that real slow. The Muslim position has always been that the Jewish and the Christian scriptures, as they stand, cannot be traced directly to Moses or Jesus. You see, Allah's revelation, the expression of Allah's will, is the true standard of right and wrong. Some things are written in a book, and other things are not written, but are signs and miracles. Let me say that real slow. Some things are written in a book. Other things are not written, but are signs and miracles. There is a book, and there are other signs. Other signs that man cannot find written or recorded in a book. They drowned. The miracle that made my escape is the same miracle that drowned every single last one of my enemies. And that's the same miracle that drowned every single last one of your enemies too. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for giving us the revelation and that prophetic message from the story that is written in the Bible and the same story that is written in the Holy Quran. Shalom.